Hey, this is part two of The Married Man. And if you haven't listened to the first one, I suggest you go listen to it so you know how it all started. But it ended up finishing where we left the field, where we got disturbed. And we both went our separate ways from the field. I went back home and he walked down the road towards his. And on the way home, I had three texts. One said, "You do really good lip service." The second one was, "Can't wait to see you again." And the third one was, "I think I'm in love with you." And I just had to get indoors and sit down, because I was so excited but so unsure what I should do. Like, I know that the excitement of what I was doing was so amazing, and I didn't want it to stop. So I just thought, you know what? I'm young and I want to have a bit of fun. So I wrote back and I said, "I'm glad I served your cock well." I put back, "I can't wait to see you. And I think I love you too." And it just kind of went on from there, where I would wait for my house to be clear. And he would have to wait until it was a little bit dark, as I have nosy neighbours. And he would come down the side of the house, through the gate, and knock three times on my back door. And I'd open it, and I'd just wrap my arms around his neck, snug his face off. Oh my God. I mean, somebody who's 20 years older than you is standing in your kitchen. And their boring wife is at home. I know I shouldn't have been doing it, but you know, when something's so exciting, I think I've already said it, you just need more of it. Just like, say you have a favourite chocolate bar and you've had it and you're so disappointed because there's no more. That's what it felt like when he'd gone back to his wife after he left me for that day or that night. I wanted more. I yearned for more. And you know what? He still messages me now. We still talk. I'm yet to get my hands on him again, because we're trying to find the right time. But yeah, stay tuned for part three, where we'll get into some really dirty dirty stories of the last God knows how many years. I'm pretty sure we're going on for 6. So, thanks for tuning in. And yeah, give it a couple more days and I'll keep you up to date.